ABC Radio Australia.
The Solomon Islands government's being warned that its international reputation amongst investors is at risk because of the curious case of an Australian mining company that's allowed to mine nickel in the country, but at the moment is unable to export the ore that it has dug up. As a result, Axiom Mining is now taking the country's mining minister and the minerals board to court, as Liam Fox reports.
Axiom Mining is no stranger to the Solomon Islands legal system. It spent five ultimately successful years in court battling with Japanese mining giant Sumitomo to obtain control of a large nickel deposit in Isabel Province. Last year, it was granted a mining lease and earlier this year began digging for ore. But CEO Ryan Mount says when Axiom went to send its first shipment of ore to an overseas buyer, the Minerals Board refused to grant it an export permit.
We see no legal basis for it at all, and we're obviously very concerned for ourselves, for the people of Isabel and for the economy in general that this nation-building project continues to be stalled.
The reason given for the refusal was that Axiom did not have a business licence from the Isabel provincial government. Mr. Mount says that having a business licence from a provincial government is not a legal requirement for an export permit. So, Axiom is taking the mining minister and the minerals board to court. But Mr. Mount says it's not just a legal issue. The Solomon Islands' international reputation is at stake.
The international investment community is really looking at our project to see if we can get this up and running. And if we can, it will have a multiplier effect of a lot more ethical foreign investment coming into the country. If the government cannot comply with its own rules and laws, you're simply going to have unethical operations operating there, and that's not good for anyone.
Frank Yawn, the executive director of the Australia Pacific Islands Business Council, agrees the case could have wider ramifications.
It brings a huge amount of reputational damage for Solomons. Solomons is a country with a huge amount of potential for investment, not only in the resources sector, but these sorts of examples will cause investors to hold back.
Ryan Mount has been involved in a very public war of words with the mining minister, Bradley Tovasia, through the local media. Earlier this year, he called Mr. Tovasia corrupt over the Mineral Board's decision to grant a prospecting licence in Isabel to a company with a questionable background. The minister responded by threatening defamation action. Mr. Mount urged him to bring it on. Despite all of that, Mr. Mount hopes the personal enmity is not behind the decision to refuse Axiom an export permit.
It would be sad to think that personal issues would be put forward in preventing, you know, the well-being of the general community and the economy, but I like to think that this matter will be resolved.
He says not being able to export ore is putting the company in a difficult financial situation.
Also having a very detrimental effect to the Indigenous landowners of the area, who are shareholders of Axiom, and then also to the people who are potentially working on the project. We're not working at full capacity at the moment.
Mr. Yawn from the Australia Pacific Islands Business Council says it looks like obstacles are deliberately being put in Axiom's way. He believes one way to avoid similar situations in future would be for the Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare to fulfil a commitment to set up an independent commission against corruption.
We're hoping to see that happen and see, you know, that as a means of trying to rectify the situation that Axiom faces at the moment.
Pacific Beat approached both the Permanent Secretary for the Ministry of Mines, Dr. Chris Verhe, and the Director of Mines, Nicholas Balicki, to comment on the refusal to grant Axiom an export permit. Both declined to comment as the matter is now before the courts.